From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Kerry says clarity to come on Syrian peace talks. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Monday he expects some clarity on the potential start date of Syrian peace talks to come in the next couple of days. United Nations wanted to bring the Syrian government and opposition members together in Geneva for negotiations beginning today, but the process has been delayed by disagreements over who should be invited. Elsewhere with the Secretary of State, the U.S. is stepping up its efforts to help Laos deal with problems including hunger, unexploded ordnances, and technology access for the lower Mekong.
Our growing economic relationship, as well as our security relationship in the South China Sea, with issues of counterterrorism, our cooperation on law enforcement, are very important issues defining our relationship today.
Mr. Kerry outlined the initiatives during a visit to Laos today, where he's laying the groundwork for a February summit with leaders of 10 ASEAN countries. Will be hosted by President Obama. Titi Nanpangsudarak, a political scientist at Chulalongkorn University, stresses policies are unlikely to change as well under new leadership, and the government will continue to face criticism over its human rights record.
The new leadership in Laos is more of the same. In terms also of the repression and constraints on civil society and basic freedoms, we have had some scandals in the recent past over disappearances of civil society activists and human rights violations. So that is expected to be maintained.
This is VOA News. Thousands of teacher trainees took to the streets of the Moroccan capital of Rabat on Sunday, protesting government plans to cut education jobs. The protests are one of several rallies in the last few months against government plans to cut spending and reduce public sector hiring aimed at improving state finances. Germany is tightening its migration laws in response to the huge numbers of refugees arriving on its borders, with several Balkan states now designated as safe countries to deport failed asylum seekers. Henry Ridgewell reports from Schwäbisch Gmünd in the southern Germany, where tension is growing over rival visions for the future of migration into the town.
Across Germany, former military barracks are being converted to cope with its 21st century crisis. One compound outside the town of Schwäbisch Gmünd near Stuttgart houses 200 asylum seekers from 25 different countries. In the communal kitchen, Gambor and his friends are cooking a lunch of local sausage and cabbage. Gambor is from Bosnia, recently designated as a safe country, meaning it's less likely he'll gain asylum.
Das ist eine Land für mich, keine Land.
Gambor says it is not safe in Bosnia. In Schwäbisch Gmünd, local authorities insist the best response to concerns over migration is to integrate the refugees as quickly as possible. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Schwäbisch Gmünd in southern Germany.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has expressed strong support for Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank amid increasing pressure from hardline coalition members over an incident in the Hebron settlement. Israeli troops on Friday removed several dozen settlers from two buildings, which the settlers had entered the previous day, saying that they bought them from Palestinians. However, Israeli Defense Minister Moshe Yalon, who authorized the removal, said the settlers were there illegally. Today marks the fifth anniversary of Egyptians launching protests against longtime leader Hosni Mubarak in a revolt that helped spark a wave of uprisings across the Middle East. Current President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi praised the 2011 revolution, saying it brought a new Egypt. He accused others of using it for personal gains in reference to the banned Muslim Brotherhood that won elections to take over the government following Mubarak's ouster. President Sisi led a 2013 effort to push President Mohamed Morsi, a Brotherhood member, from power. And Indonesia's coordinating minister for political, legal, and security affairs said today that international cooperation was key in the fight against Islamic State. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.